What up, what up, what up, though? Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. You know what this is. It's your host, Al. And I know y'all hearing all the background noise, man. I decided to get out the lab today and record outside. You know, it's the first day of spring, man. Sun is out. You know, nice gentle breeze. Even though we in some fucked up conditions right now. Man, I'm not going to even speak on all that because, man, I ain't no politician. I'm not no, you know, scientist, no microbiologist or nothing. You know, but just, you know, stay safe, man. Keep, you know, doing what you're doing. You know, wash your hands, all that good stuff, which is crazy, you know, because you got to tell people to wash their hands, man. But shit, I don't know, man. Beyond all that, I know some of y'all are stuck in the house with your significant other, and you like, bet, you know, we're going to be having all kind of sex and all that. I'm going to say this. Do not have all the sex the first couple of days or the first week, because after that, because I think they talking about, man, we about to be locked down for like 3 months and shit. So I know, like, after that first week, you're gonna be tired of your significant other. Like, damn, you know, you can't go nowhere. Well, you can, but you know what I'm saying, just you're gonna wear it out, you know. But before it gets to that point, or, you know, here's my suggestion. You know, all that freaky stuff you've been thinking about doing, now is the time to do it, you know. And one of the things that you're going to need to handle all that freaky stuff is some lube. That's right. Today's episode is all about lube. So, this episode is unofficially sponsored by Wild Turkey American Honey. That's what I'm drinking right now. It's oh so good. But you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about lube. A lot of people don't know. So give y'all a little, you know, a little history, not history, but you know what I'm saying, a little lesson on lube. So, you know, in doing my research, one thing I found is that, you know, there's three main types of lubes. There's water, oil, and silicone-based lubes, right? So, with water lubes, right, they're typically the easiest to find. You know, more affordable brands like KY, Astro Glide. They're real good, you know, real compatible with sex toys and latex condoms. And the one good thing is they won't stain fabrics, right? So, you know, it's time to rub one out. You know what I'm saying? You got some water-based lube. You don't have to worry about it getting all over your sheets and leaving stains on your sheets. It won't. See, and it's more ingredients in water-based lubes. And it doesn't work for shower sex because, I mean, it's water-based. So water on water won't work, right? So, you know, then you have oil-based lubes, right? They typically last longer than water-based lubes. However, if you are using condoms, it can lead to the breakdown of latex. You know, if you were using condoms, or, you know, you have different, like, latex clothing or latex toys or whatever. Like, I saw this glove. It was a latex glove. And on each finger was a different, like, texture. It was pretty cool looking. But that's latex, you know, so you don't want to get that and get some oil-based lube because it'll break down the properties of the latex. And then another thing is oil-based lubes don't work for shower sex, which, if you know basic chemistry, basic, you know, physics and stuff like that, oil and water don't mix. So if you're planning on having some shower sex, some bathtub sex, some jacuzzi sex, don't use oil-based lubes. Won't work, right? So then last but not least, certainly not least, is you have the silicone-based lubes, right? So they last longer than water-based lubes. However, if you have silicone toys, don't use silicone lube because it can break down the texture of the silicone, right? And something else about silicone-based and oil-based lubes is they will stain the sheets, you know. Trying to use, you know, oil or silicone to have a solo session, it's going to get all over your sheets. You go to wash your sheets and now your sheets look like you just been dabbing stuff all over them. I mean, technically you have, but that shit does not come out, trust me. All right, and then so there's also hybrid lubes, right? So you got the combination, which is oil and silicone based. Those are usually more expensive because the, you know, it's more ingredients in them, things like that. So in trying to find the right lube, definitely talk to your partner, because some people are allergic to, you know, silicone, or they're allergic to oil, or, you know, if you have a partner that is allergic to latex and you're not using latex condoms, using a different brand of condoms, which may not necessarily vibe with the type of lube that you're using, that could definitely throw off. I mean, it could make things irritating. It could throw off the, you know, your session or whatever. So definitely, you know, and it sucks, man, because a lot of times with lubes, it's trial and error. It's like, okay, you try this. Like one time I knew somebody was talking about using that fire and ice lube, and they said they put it down there and they went to have sex, and the woman they were having sex with was like, hold up, stop, you know, this shit's burning, it's way too hot, you know, it's uncomfortably hot, and it was definitely the lube, you know. So it was instant mood killer. So, you know, try to stay away from the gimmick lubes. Try to stay away from the flavored lubes, you know, because a lot of those flavored lubes have sugar type ingredients in them, right? Some of them, you know, check the ingredients of the lubes that you're using, because some of them may have glycerin, you know, which is a sugar alcohol based material or liquid. Some of them have petroleum, which is found in lotions. Some of them have propylene glycol, and some of them have chlorhexidine gluconate. So avoid all of those, because those are definitely bad for your body, bad for your partner, you know. And something else I learned is there was, I remember when I was a teenager, I'm always saying that, but when I was a teenager, they were telling us, you know, when I was in high school and they were talking about condoms and stuff, they would tell us to get condoms that had ninoxidil 9, right? But what I learned is that chemical, ninoxidil 9, can throw off the vaginal pH of a woman, you know, so avoid that. Another thing to, you know, realize about some of these chemicals in these lubes is that, you know, they can cause, you know, vaginal, anal infections, and also yeast infections too, you know. So definitely, man, you know, read up on your lubes, find one that works, you know. Don't be afraid to spend that extra money, you know, that $6 lube at, you know, Walmart, versus the $20 lube at a, you know, a sex boutique or, you know, a sex shop that has a variety of lubes. It's definitely worth that extra money that you're going to spend, you know, especially when you're talking about sexual comfort, you know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, when you're having sex, you can apply the lube, just, you know, put it on any kind of, you know, on your partner, on the dick or the pussy, the ass, whatever. Make sure there's a lot of lube. Remember, you know, the wetter the better, you know. And they also have lube shooters, which I'll throw a picture up so that, you know, you all know what it looks like. But a lube shooter can actually help, because you can, you know, insert that and insert lube that way. Definitely the one thing that I've learned is, you know, when you're having vaginal sex is, you know, it's self-lubricating, obviously, you know. But sometimes not every woman's body is self-lubricating. But typically, you know, woman's body, you know, self-lubricates. So, but, you know, if it doesn't, you know, don't be afraid to get the lube. There's nothing wrong with, you know, that. I definitely want to use plenty of lube for anal sex. You know, plenty of lube. You know, you're not trying to, please don't dry rub that. No. That is bad, all bad. Let's see. And so another ingredient that can be used as a lube is coconut oil. So I learned this fact last week, is that some in the medical field, some doctors and, you know, biology scientists consider the skin, your skin, an organ, which I did not know, which kind of makes sense. You know, I use coconut oil in my daily, you know, hygienic routine. And so coconut oil and coconut, almost everything, coconut water, all that is definitely good for your body, hydrates you, all that stuff. But using coconut oil is a good lube. I went to a class on anal play once, and this lady was giving a demonstration on the use of coconut oil as a lube, and it, I'm not gonna even get into the details, but let's just say that I saw somebody put a condom on their foot, put coconut oil on that condom, and stick their foot into a person's ass. That was a wild night. But yes, coconut oil, it can be used for a good lube. You know, and it's definitely good rubbing your partner down, and man, it makes it better. So that's just a quick little, you know, thing on lubes. You know, make sure you all are, got all, you know, enough water and everything. Make sure you got all your, you know, all the sex toys you're gonna need. Make sure you get all the right lubes, all that stuff, you know, to make this time as less painful socially as possible. You know, remember, not all lube is created equal. You know what I'm saying? So with that, you know, I'm gonna get on up out of here, man. I got a couple things to do. You know, I'm trying to make the best of all of this situation, you know, as we all are. And, you know, stay safe, stay healthy. You know, make sure you hit the subscribe button. You know, check me out on all platforms. Tell your friends, all that stuff. I'm gonna try, and I think a lot of podcasters are just gonna create content now. We just gonna be putting it all out there. We got time in the house. We can, you know, we're gonna be talking. You know, network with your people. Find some podcasts to listen to. You know, get up on your music, all that stuff. Make sure you follow the Instagram, the_laptop_chronicles. Hit me up on Twitter, email, all that good stuff. And, yeah, man, stay safe, stay healthy. All right, peace.